It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. As you may have heard, Mitt Romney's comment about leafing through binders full of women has gone viral. He made that remark in the second presidential debate this week as he talked about finding qualified people for his gubernatorial cabinet. And it's since sparked a Tumblr site, a Facebook page, and lots of jokes on late-night TV. But in Massachusetts, the binders quote is causing some head-scratching among women who were involved in the administration search. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
Here is the now infamous moment.
We took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Actually, it happened a little differently, according to the Massachusetts Women's Political Caucus. In 2002, it created the Massachusetts Government Appointments Project, or MassGAP, to identify women for high-level government positions. Pariti Rao is the executive director of the Women's Caucus and says it was not at Romney's request that they compiled the binders full of women.
The binder was a grassroots effort of a lot of women activists and volunteers that came together in an effort to go out and find and recruit and put forward the best women candidates that we could find for these various positions.
Both of those things are true.
Romney's Lieutenant Governor, Carrie Healy, says first he reached out to his business contacts, and then he called MassGAP.
He also engaged very actively with them to see the names that they had been collecting, both before the election and afterward, in order to aid in that process.
Healy says Romney found 20% to 30% of his female appointees from the MassGAP list. And the way MassGAP counts it, 42% of Romney's new appointments were women. But Boston Phoenix political writer David Bernstein says percentages can be misleading. He says most of the roles given to women, aside from lieutenant governor and chief of staff, were in departments or agencies Romney didn't care about.
When you look at some of the key ones that mattered to him, the head of administration and finance, who really is in charge of the budget for the governor, that was two men ran that over the period of his governorship. Commonwealth development was two men. Transportation, which was a very high-profile department, again, that was led by men.
And Bernstein says most of these men were people Romney knew while he worked at Bain Capital. According to the Boston Globe, Bain Capital had no female partners during Romney's time there. Carrie Healy, who is now a special advisor for the Romney campaign, says it's unfair to say Romney didn't appoint women to important roles.
I find that laughable because I don't know how you can say beside the lieutenant governor and the chief of staff and the chief policy person, who were all women, then there was also the director of workforce development, there was director of business development and regulation, the secretary of environmental affairs, the secretary of aging. You know, how is it that these jobs are not important and influential jobs within our administration?
Romney is now highlighting the role of women in his Massachusetts administration in a new video. It features three who served in his cabinet, including Ellen Roy Herzfelder, former Secretary of Environmental Affairs.
He totally gets working women, especially women who, like myself, had two young kids.
This ad makes it clear women voters are crucial in this election. Both Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama are working hard to win them over. But there's no word on whether either is compiling binders full of women who could work in the White House. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.